When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
It's time to chat some bollocks about fanny tits and bum.
No topic is off limit for these potty mouth foul mums.
So tell us all your secrets, we like to share the truth.
About saggy tits and anal warts and ice cubes up your hoof.
No holes barred.
Hello, hello.
Hello, darling. How are
Laura,
you?
Laura, you are blonde.
I am, yeah, I'm blonde.
I actually cannot believe how much I love it.
No, I know, me too, yeah.
It suits you so much.
Yeah, I've been really lucky, actually. When I think about every hair colour I've had, I've always kind of worked
You've pulled it off.
Yeah, considering the fact that I am like Casper the fucking ghost.
But I think this, for me, like more so than the red, it feels more you.
Yeah, no, I agree. I 100% agree. I was always told I shouldn't go blonde, that I would. Yeah. It wasn't my colour and it wouldn't suit me. And I just wish I'd never fucking listened to them and that I'd just done it.
Yes, blonde, love it. So, yeah, this is stage one of going.
This is stage one. So Wednesday, blonde, I'm going right? Blonder.
Oh, your God, you're doing it Wednesday. Do that quickly.
Yeah, so Lindsay's my best mate, hairdresser for years, gave up hairdressing, but poor bitch, obviously she still does mine. Yeah. Hair. So she comes round and she said, Laura, I preferred the time when you just wanted your hair normal and you never wanted any fucking change. So she came round and she said, like, we need to push on with getting it at a good colour. But yeah. I think she was really worried that we wouldn't lift that much red out, but obviously it lifted
really easy. It's kind of like strawberry blonde now, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, when you look up close, you can see the fact it definitely obviously needs to be done again. But okay. From a distance, it looks all right. But absolutely. I went to go pick up the kids. So Lindsay literally finished my hair and I was running out of the door with her. Go to pick the kids up, pick up Toby, pick up Elliot. Elliot gets notice. In the car. Well, Toby had. Toby's pretty observant. Pick up Elliot, nothing. The whole way home, nothing. Get out of the car. He turned around to me, went, Jesus, he went, your hair's like a different colour. And I went, yeah, I had it coloured today. He went, oh, you look well old.
Oh!
I was like,
thanks, mate.
Thanks. And then fucking later on brutal. That evening, he went, right, I mean this in a really nice way. He said, you just look old when you have your glasses on.
Right, so which is what I wear all the time. Yeah, great.
Great. So basically, I don't look old when I'm washing my face. Brushing my teeth and getting into bed.
And when you're asleep. So that's good.
I look youthful in my sleep when no one can see me.
Fucking kids, absolute guts.
Do you know what? I'm going to have a bit of a fucking moan, Vic.
Go on, let me just, I'm going to put the blind down because I look so right. Fucking white. This is insane.
All right, love. Go on, you put the blind down. I'm like, and then I'll like save up the moan. Can we just acknowledge that you guys won't be able to see it? I hope she keeps this in. But I'm just going to tell you now, the trousers.
What?
Your trousers.
I've got jogging bottoms on, mate.
Oh, no, I know. I can fucking see.
That's what I wear now. I can't be bothered to
put
trousers on.
This is who I am now.
This is who I am. The other thing is, too, I've been away all weekend, right, having to wear respectable clothing because I've been out and about.
You've got to get out of them.
So this is essentially, that's what I do, see. I tend to get a bit more sort of dressed up and put makeup on at the weekends now. Because in the week, I look like this.
The week is survival mode, isn't it?
And I'm working. And I'm also sat down for a lot of time. So I just want to be comfortable.
Comfy.
I don't care what I look like.
No.
I mean, I am going to go to the dentist after this. So you're going to go to this, mate.
You will, yeah.
Yeah, I need to put a bit
locked and loaded. Put a pair of high tops with those. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I think they look cute.
Yeah.
Just don't look at my ass.
So let me just have my bitch.
Go on, then have a little bitch, go on.
Just randomly thinking about the fact that Steve is really just consistently great at so much. Do you know what he's shit at?
What?
Being romantic.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know what romance is, mate.
He just doesn't get it.
No.
I think to him, romance is like once a year.
Yeah. How would he, how would he be romantic?
That's the thing. I'm at a loss.
I don't even know.
I'm at a loss. It's been that long. And like, it's just little, do you know what I mean?
Well,
it's just little things.
What would be romantic to you? What would be, yeah, you tell me what's your...
It would be, so romance for me would be organising to take us out.
Yes.
That's my doorbell now. Hang on. I ordered some new glasses.
Oh, did you? From online?
Yeah.
We could do a little live trial for us, can't you?
Called
yeah, go on. So what's your idea of romantic? So organising a dinner, absolutely 100%
looting. Just like taking care of it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even begin to imagine, and I don't know if you agree with this, I can't even begin to imagine him like being like, I've taken care of it.
Mate,
like,
no.
Laura, we're going out for dinner tonight. Don't worry about it. I've sorted it. I've sorted the childcare. I can't.
That's the dream, mate.
He did that 4.5 years ago when we went to Paris, and that was a big thing. He organised the whole thing, took me to Paris. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. But I just want it regularly.
Yeah, more than once every four years.
I want to have fucking sex with you.
Yeah.
When you don't, that's the thing that fucks me off. If you want me to have sex with you, mate, put in the effort.
I watched this video on Instagram that was interesting. It was about... just in a couple, like the reason that you just want to have sex all the time when you first meet is that there's no anger and no resentment between each other because it's just all new and you haven't spent enough time with each other to get angry at them. But then as you go along in a relationship, every single day you have these tiny like micro aggressions that you might not even realize that are making you feel a bit angry towards them.
Yeah.
So they might like respond to something that you've told them in the wrong way, or not notice your hair or something like that. And then they all build up. And then that sense of, because I have that often, like I often feel just really like pissed off at Rob and I don't really know why.
Yeah.
And I think it's all those little micro things. Do you know what I mean?
I also think it's probably because I am, you know.
I am also just pissed off at him for everything.
Just breathing. But I also wonder whether being romantic
would undo those angry things.
No, I do think it would. Like, I swear to God, I just thought about it the other day and I think, oh God, can I really have a go at him for this one yet? Have I got to wait a couple of weeks to bring it up? But he'll always have a reason as to why he doesn't do it.
Yeah.
And it's like, but I'm sick and tired of the reason.
The excuses. Yeah, exactly.
Just find a will and a way. Like, there is always a will and there is always a way. If I manage to figure it out, like we're going out in a couple of weeks' time and I've managed to sort out something. It's not on our own. It's to a friend's 40th party.
Yeah.
I've managed to sort that.
So why can't he?
What's stopping you?
It comes back to just the initiative thing, isn't it, with men? And they just don't seem to have any fucking initiative at all.
Because I need that regularly, Vic.
Yeah, I do. I really need it regularly.
I want that regularly because then I wouldn't just have sex with him because I was ovulating and absolutely fucking off my rocker horny.
Yeah.
I would actually want to have sex with him because it'd be like, oh my God, like tonight's been so romantic. Fucking romantic. I sit on the sofa in my pajamas next to him and we fucking watch the TV and he farts all night. That's my life. That's my life.
I have to say as well, though, I do think that when Rob shows any initiative in the house, to me, that makes me really attracted to him. Like if he just does stuff and doesn't, like he made me lunch the other day.
Huff and puff with it.
Yeah, he's pretty good at not huffing and puffing with it, to be fair. But it's that he just lacks any initiative. But the other day he made me lunch and then also did like 2 loads of washing and then cleaned the sink out. And that to me was
like, Steve always does all of that.
Oh my God. Yeah, but Rob's not very good at cooking, isn't it? Is he? But he's got well into gut health at the moment.
No, if he don't cook, Steve don't cook, he can't cook. But Steve, I will say, does the vast majority of the washing, as in like clothes and stuff.
Really?
I've not done it in ages. He pretty much does all of that.
Oh my God.
So that doesn't make me wet.
Because that's your normal, you see. That's not my normal.
Yeah. So he does that and like Yeah.
Can I tell you what? So I've been away for the weekend, and I came back and I opened the cupboard and there's a massive box in there in a polythene bag, and he's only gone and bought a fucking mushroom growing kit. But you know when you're like, why do we I don't. And he's taken out loads of stuff out of the cupboard and he was like, oh, it needs to be in the dark to grow. And I'm like, well, this cupboard gets open about 12 times a day because it's the pantry cupboard where all of our fucking food is, so it can't go there. So obviously I come home and then I'm like, what the fuck is this? Because it's like a bin bag. It's like, it's massive.
Oh my god.
It is the lion's mane mushroom, which I know is good, and like he's been taking it because apparently it's good for supporting neurodiverse brains, whatever.
Yeah.
So I get it, but I was like, could we not have had a discussion?
Just take the fucking supplement, mate.
Well, he does as well, yeah. But
we don't need any more than that.
But then I was like, it's not going in there, mate. It's got to go somewhere else. Oh, well, where can it go? I was like, well, you find that. It's not my problem. And then he's literally took out all the kids' games out of this one cupboard and he's put it in the game cupboard where there's like some. So basically we've got a lion's mane mushroom hanging out next to Connect Four, which I don't feel is the ideal environment.
No, and then all the games that he pulled out. Not going to be thriving.
No, do you know where he's put them? Just on the floor. Let's just put them on the floor under the cupboard. I was ready. I was ready to do some drop kicking, mate. Firstly, of the mushroom. And then, of course, Oliver opens the cupboard to do the games. And then I could just hear this little rustling. And he's literally fingering the lion's mane. And I'm like, right. That's why you can't fit it there. But we actually like nearly had an argument about it. And then
I'd be like,
I'm glad you're home. That's what he said. Oh, I'm glad you're home. Yeah, I've missed you too. And I was like, okay, well, don't do stupid things like buying a fucking... And he won't tell me how much it cost either. I said, how much was this bullshit? Yeah, that's it was like 50 quid, don't you think?
It's probably more than that.
He's like, we'll get a few rounds out of it. And I went, no, we won't, because I know exactly what's going to happen. Because you've got us missed it every day. It involves some thought and some actions.
And you
actions.
Don't want that in your fucking house. Can it not go in the shed?
I know, mate. I was like, it smells weird in here. You know what my nose is like?
Musty.
It's the fucking mushroom. I'm like,
Mushrooms are musty.
They are. And I didn't know it was in the house, but I was like, it smells weird in here. There's something strange in this house.
Obviously, something bad has happened this weekend. I can smell it.
So this is his midlife crisis. He's not having an affair. He's just buying lime mushrooms and growing them in inappropriate cupboards.
Inappropriate cupboards. It's not inappropriate behavior, it's inappropriate cupboards. This is what I mean. Like, I don't know. Is this, think of like the most Adam Driver, for instance.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
Yeah.
If he got a mushroom, I'd be all right with it.
But this is what I'm about to say. Like, imagine like your absolute ultimate fantasy. And then
No, because this is the reality, is that when I met Rob, he was my ultimate fantasy.
Yeah, no,
and
yeah.
He was so, and I was like, oh my God, he's the fittest man I've ever seen in my life.
It's just life.
We had sex all the time and it was amazing. Yeah. It was like, oh, you're incredible. I think you're so amazing. And then it's like that. It's the anger thing. Yeah. You live with someone or you spend any amount of time.
They piss you off.
They piss you off. It's just nature, isn't it?
I mean, there's a guy in our local area, right? And I'm not kidding you, Vic. I nearly messaged you the other day because I nearly walked into the Lidl's window.
Mm.
He absolutely... I don't know where he is from because I have never seen anything fucking like it around here before. He was like, he looked like a fucking Viking, mate. He had really long, like blonde, wavy hair. He was just stood in Lidl. He'd clearly just come out of the gym. I'm like, what gym does he go to?
Yeah, exactly.
He had like blue. Oh God, I just can't even fucking surmise how beautiful he was, to the point where I was like, walking
but
past
again,
Lidl's window.
Even him, would wear off. That's the reality, isn't it?
But can I just say, this guy is so fucking beautiful that my mate Lynn's, she had gone out for dinner and she messaged us, me and on our group, and she was like, fucking hell, I have just seen this guy. He's got long blonde wavy hair. I was like, mate, I know
I've already been
about.
There. I've already flicked my bean three times to him.
Like, I think he wouldn't piss me off. I just want to hang off him. But that's the thing, isn't it? There's fantasy, and I love a fantasy. I really do.
But it is
a fantasy. The fantasy is that you would just have sex all the time. It would be amazing because the little niggles of life, they just don't get in the way.
Yeah, and also you haven't seen his penis yet, so you don't know how that could play out.
I bet
really.
It's beautiful, mate.
I bet it's beautiful. He's got a little Viking helmet on it and everything.
Mate, if you were to see him, even if he wasn't your type, he'd
well, I was kind of out when you said long hair, because that's a big ick for me, isn't it?
Yeah, it is an ick for you, but it's not for me. I've got Steve, whose hair gets a little bit too big and it just goes very bouffant.
Yeah, mushroom.
He doesn't. Yeah. He looks like a lion's mane, the mushroom that Rob is trying to grow at the moment. That's what he looks like.
He did drive, but he bought the cock ring, didn't he? Which still obviously hasn't had a go yet, because... Hello, we're not going to Lisbon till May.
I don't know if you find it though. Like, I think in the day, I think, oh God, I really think I want to have sex tonight.
Oh, definitely. Like, and then,
it gets to the end of the night, and I'm like, fuck off. Absolutely, I don't want to have sex now.
I think the only way it's going to happen for us is in the daytime when the kids are at school. And,
I do love a bit of day sex. Do you remember? I never used to have it. I'd never had day sex because the kids were always there. Steve was always at work. And then, what was it? Can't remember.
Something's happened.
He'd had some day. It certainly wasn't when I was having my breakdown. We weren't really having sex then. In fact, I was celibate, I think, at that point. But yeah, we were well into it. Just fucking loved it.
And that's the thing. It's like carving out the time for it, isn't it? We've got to make it a priority, but it's not been a priority. 2024 has been dry so far. But then, you know, can't remember the time I had sex before that anyway. So
hashtag blessed.
I love my life.
So basically, if you listen to anybody who's been in a long-term relationship and they say they fuck every night and they come every night and like everything's just easy and blissful, they are fucking lying. I couldn't
even
be friends with
not
people
lying,
like that.
It's not the average, mate. The average,
no,
that
it's
is not the normal situation.
And I'm okay with
on.
The fact that I wouldn't want to be friends with them.
We looked at the stats. You don't remember? We did look at the stats of how frequently couples had sex that were like long-term. And it was like once every 3 months or something. That was the actual average. So, you know, I'm not even...
You're not even hitting the average.
Just don't stress about it.
No, don't stress about it and just stay, you know, sexually defunct.
Just know that
Vic's right
there
with you. Yeah.
Oh dear.
Should I do these glasses feel a bit?
Oh my God. Yes, she's just pulled out some absolute blinders here.
What do you think?
Don't like them. What's wrong with it?
I look like the fucking woman out of Incredibles.
It is giving a bit of Edna. Yeah. It's giving a bit of Edna.
Too much.
So these aren't frames of the you can just literally like send the frames back, can you? You haven't bought these.
Yeah, I have bought them.
With your prescription in it?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, did you not try them first?
No, because they're online.
Oh, they're like super cheap, are they?
These aren't my prescription.
Nice. She's got I need to like do some audio descriptions here.
But they're not my prescription either.
It's a heavy frame. They've gone for some heavy frames.
I do like a heavy frame. But the thing is, I don't know that I'm right for a heavy frame.
I think you are. You can definitely pull it off.
Oh, thanks.
With your bold hair and, you know, I don't know, it just suits you.
I mean, it would help if I could fucking see out of them.
Yeah, that's true.
I've got a funny thing that they actually gave me the wrong prescription.
Oh, really? Yeah. I like the Edna pair, but I could understand why that would feel intimidating to wear those. Edna, that's what we call Edith, isn't it, with her little bob.
She does it like, yeah, she's even
she
got the
controls the whole fucking house like an absolute dictator. Yeah, her. Also, I had my Rebel Mums Club weekend this weekend.
Yeah,
we had a very lovely time. Oh, it's very nice. I feel very restored. You know what I love about it? I was thinking about it because some of the girls, right? So we do a day thing and then it finished at 6, but then we went out for another drink. We're in Birmingham City Centre. And loads of us stayed over, so I did a whole weekend because it was a fucking train strikes on Saturday, so there was no trains there or back. So I thought, oh, I'll just have to go for the whole weekend. What a shame. Two nights away from my kids. Oh, what, it's just awful, isn't it? Fucking had the best time ever. But yeah, so then we sort of rounded up some of us did 8, but I feel like there's two camps in Rebel Moms Club, right? There's Nana Camp, who absolutely love going to bed at sort of 8:30, you know, getting in your gym jams, watching a bit of TV, having a cup of tea. And then there's the fucking hardcore bitches who went out raving. They went to like a hardcore drum and bass club until I think they got back at 4:30 in the morning.
Amazing.
And that is the beauty of it, that the nanas and the ravers can come together in the daytime and have a lovely little time, have a couple of drinks, have a laugh, have a nice little chat, and then go off and do their bedtime routine or
bedtime routine skank with a mint up on the pillow.
Oh, mate, being in a hotel room on your own, though, it is just...
I mean, I've travelled a lot, so I can say I'm over it, but...
Are you over it because it's also like work, and so you've got like the anticipation? I mean, I suppose technically you could say that because I'm putting on the event, it's work, but it doesn't feel like it. It is a bit nerve-wracking, but it doesn't
feel like
it.
You just move from one place
to
the next, it just wears thin a bit.
Yeah, because you're doing a lot of travelling, aren't you, with the touring? It's not like you're...
Speaking of which, could we mention that?
Whose tickets have gone on sale?
They have, yeah. They went on sale on Friday. My new show, Too Much.
So. Can you tell us a little bit about it? Go on, give it the like PR plug.
Oh my God, I don't even know what a PR plug is.
What's it about?
It's basically about being a woman. But it's also, I've tried to be inclusive of men within it so that it's kind of accessible to guys, because I get the fact that obviously a lot of men come to these shows and like, oh, fucking hell. And I've had messages from people saying, oh, I went and saw this comedian and like my partner came and they fucking hated it because it was just not even up their street. So I'm trying to be as inclusive as possible to make it accessible to men too, because, you know, they're punters as well, aren't they?
But my
audience is women. So it's about, my comedy is always about relatability. It's always about the struggle of being a female. And, you know, it is about sex and womanhood and all of the horrifically cringeworthy stories that have happened to me and continue to happen to me. Because somehow, I don't know, I just got a fucking face for it. I just end up in situations that are so ridiculous. So I just think it's a lot of what happened in my last show, but different.
Yeah.
There's no costume this time, which feels the costume. A lot of you won't have come, but my last show, I was dressed as a vagina for the first half. And the second half, I came out in like a skin suit with like saggy tits, pubic hair, the lot. And that was a comfort blanket for me.
Yeah.
And the premise of me wanting that was, if I'm no good at comedy, stand up, at least I've got that to fall back on.
Yeah.
And then as the show went on, I realised, actually, I don't need this now.
No.
It's just
sort of a prop, isn't it?
It was a prop. Yeah. And then like I used like a PowerPoint as well, like a presentation, not a presentation.
That sounds fun, doesn't it?
On the next slide. and again, like there's none of that because I think I don't need it anymore. I don't need that. That was a big thing for me to ease myself into it. And now, but then it's the terror because it's like, fuck, I'm now
going out there with neither
of those things. And it's just me on a stage.
Yeah.
And then having to perform. But I started writing this like July. I think I was coming home from the train on one of my shows, so it would have been June. I started writing this then, June of last year, just starting to put ideas down. It was when I was coming back from Thailand. I took my laptop with me, and on the way back on the plane, I started writing down ideas then. So, it, you know, I think that's the thing because I'm so privileged to be in this position, and I'm under no illusion whatsoever that this is not something that people fight tooth and nail for to get, and I have got it.
Yeah.
So I am very grateful, and I don't take it for granted or anything, but it is the work that goes in behind the scenes. By the time I roll out with this in May, because that's when I start touring, I would have started the process of this particular show over a year ago.
Yeah, exactly.
So like, but what an amazing thing to get to have started off with an idea, starting the idea and then it evolving. And those ideas are probably not even within the confines of what I've ended up with as a show.
Yeah. And like you did the last time, your show sort of changed a little bit as you went, didn't you? Because you kind of get to learn the material and get people's responses and all the rest of it. So what's the schedule like, and where can people buy tickets? Like, where are you going?
So you don't have to
fucking list every single one, but...
Yeah, mate, yeah. It's going to be busy.
Yeah.
So from May through to the 10th of June, I think I'm home for about 7 days.
Yeah.
It's a bit busy.
Because all, also, are all some the tickets them, on sale now? Because
like, they're all on sale. They're so, all on sale now. Exeter and Norwich aren't.
Right.
Southampton wasn't meant to be. I've not like put it on social media. It wasn't meant to be. It wasn't advertised and it's sold out already somehow it went on sale and they've gone. So I've not said anything about that. But yeah, a lot of places have sold out already. So that's nice. It's just.
And where can people buy tickets from?
If they go over to AEG, to be fair, I think the easiest fucking thing to say is just go on my profile
on
and it's in my bio.
Yeah, exactly.
Because otherwise it's like AEG.com/
Well, fucking hell, mate, it's amazing. When do I get my preview then?
What do you mean?
Of your show. When are you going to do it just to me? Me and you?
This is the bit. Anybody, strangers, critics, whatever, but friends, it's terrifying.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
it's horrible.
Because you actually give a shit about their opinion, that's why.
Yeah, it must be that, but I just think, oh, don't fuck it up for them.
Yeah, to see you three times for the last show, so, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I need to be there. I'm a little fangirl in the audience.
Yeah, so on my hometown one, my Portsmouth one, I'm doing it exactly a year to the day that I did it.
Oh, really?
Which is really lovely. Yeah. It's bittersweet because obviously Dad won't be there. Yeah, so that's a big thing. I feel that one feels special, really, really special because it's he will be there, but
obviously
he won't be. So that it was big, you know, like I remember, obviously, you know, it was a big fight to get him discharged from hospital to be able to get him there.
Yeah.
And I don't think I really understood the significance of the fact
it all happened very unexpectedly, didn't it? Your dad passing away.
Yeah. So like that's a big thing. But yeah, it will be nice because obviously I've got my troop, my people that are coming to support me, my friends that are from my local friends. So yeah, I'm just really looking forward to it. Really looking forward to it, but really nervous. And I think it's like it's okay to actually acknowledge the fact that I am.
Yeah, of course, mate. It's such a mega thing that you're doing and that you did last year as well. And don't ever underestimate that. Like, Jesus Christ, you're doing like a pretty much sold out solo comedy tour. It's
not
amazing.
Sold out yet, mate. Thank
yeah, but
you,
it nearly but is.
It's not nearly. It's only been on sale for 2 fucking days.
Yeah, but you've said loads of the venues are sold out.
I mean, some of them, yeah.
Not
the
many comedians can say
out.
That. I'm telling you now, mate. They don't sell out as quickly as you do. She got the magic touch. I love
don't
your
fuck
bell
it up. Don't
just fuck
it
up. Don't get cancelled.
Don't get cancelled, yeah. You know.
Right, I've literally got... Go on.
Always comes back to Matt Rife. If he doesn't get fucking cancelled for what he did, Jesus Christ.
Okay, should we have a quick story before I go and get me old
go
early
on,
white
get your
scene
old nashes.
Me old nashes. Am I being a dick? That's the question. Okay, this is quite an interesting one, yes. I had this conversation the other day, actually, funny enough, at the Red Mom's thing. Okay, hi, Sags. I'm not a serial dater. I've probably been on less than 10 first dates in 3 years. They take a lot of mental energy for me, and I don't find them easy, but I do usually enjoy them somehow. My question is, why the fuck do boys, not calling them men, I refuse, lie about their height on dating apps? I'm quite tall and do find height quite attractive, but it's absolutely not a deal breaker. What is a deal breaker is people lying about their height. It's going to be one of the first things you notice about someone and you immediately know that you've already been lied to. Yeah, it's so true, isn't it? Like, it is such a weird one to lie about. Because
but then I guess for men, they've got a big complex, haven't they?
They have got
being
a big complex, yeah.
Short.
Out of the very few dates I've been on, 3 have obviously lied about their height. That's 30%. Am I being a dick for being annoyed at this? How can you even think you can start a relationship with someone if they're short? No, I shouldn't say that. If you're telling a lie before you even meet them. Anyway, hope to come see Laura at Leeds. Might trip myself and a little net out of my own. Much love. I mean, look, it's catfishing, isn't it, at the end of the day?
Is it?
I think so, because it's just an utter lie and it's an absolute not...
Like, but can't... are they...
Go on.
Are they like...
Is it,
believe...
what, is it inches that they're lying about? Are they saying, like, I'm 5'12"? Is that even a...
No, I don't think it is 5'12".
Is
that's
that
a
height?
New form of height.
That would definitely be a lie.
It's 5'10", 5'11". Maybe there is 5'12".
No, I don't know. How many inches are in a foot? I've got no idea.
Mate, 11. You can get 5'11".
Yeah, 5'11". So
you can get, like, a fucking dog in a shop or... Fucking plank of wood. I'll have the 5 foot 11, please.
5 foot 11, and then they're 5 foot six. That's not good.
And you can't be going, oh no, I'm definitely 5 foot 11. You're right, it is catfishing.
Yeah, because you can't change that either, unless you're Robin, you pop your Cuban heels on.
I get a couple of inches
he's
out like, of that.
He's definitely 5 foot 10 in those, but about them, he's 5 foot eight. it's such a funny one with height. I think so many women, what is it about a taller man that is like attractive to women? Is it psychologically that you want to like feel smaller than them? And like,
I think so.
The very genderfied role of like, he's the big man, you know, like protector type thing. And then, do you know what I mean?
I do. Yeah, I think you're right. I think, annoyingly, I think that's probably what it is about me. The guy in Lidl, he's taller than me.
Oh, yeah, because he's taller than you, yeah.
Yeah, old Lidl Longlocks. He was...
Lidl Longlocks, that's his nickname for now. That sounds like a Viking name as well, doesn't it?
Lidl Longlocks.
Lidl Longlocks.
And if I call him that, Steve's never going to know that I... Because I don't think I'm... I probably did mention it to Steve,
let's
be honest.
Yeah, I bet you mentioned it to
him. But anyway, yeah, I don't know, because I have found short men attractive before, but they've got to bring it.
Yeah, yeah. I think
and that's
the
awful thing about
that.
Being short. You've got to bring an extra.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to make up in personality what you lack in height.
Yes. That's 100% it.
You know, because I've had very, you know, and you know me, I like a bit of everything. I'm very inclusive. I've had a wide range of heights.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, no, I'm not heightist. Although I probably would be more drawn towards a taller man. But yeah, I've had like at least, and Rob's not very tall. He's I think he's 5 foot nine, 5 foot, either eight or nine, one of the two. But some of the smaller men that I've gone out with have definitely been the ones that have been better in bed.
Because they're bringing it.
Yeah, exactly.
They're bringing the heat. They've got to bring it because they know that it must be a subconscious thing where they're like, oh, fucking hell, guys.
Yeah.
Guys, like there's multiple personalities in there. But like, you know, we've got to make up for our losses in inches and we've got to be great in other areas.
They've also had surprisingly big penises as well.
But then that makes sense, I think. No, it doesn't.
No, I don't. It doesn't, does it?
Why? That's not logical. There's no logic to that, Laura. Not that makes sense.
Would you go 6 foot three, 2 inch penis or 5 foot five, 8 inch penis?
I'd go 8 inch, yeah.
I don't know if this is an ethical question that we can ask.
It is, because it's very factual and that is what our preference is. And yet there's other women that would probably say, actually, I prefer short men.
Yeah.
Or they don't want a guy that's going to tower over them. I personally don't. I also don't want someone that's 6 foot six.
Yeah.
Steve's 6 foot one. I'm 5 foot 10. It's a nice... I wouldn't want him to be too tall. You know, we're also very picky.
The thing about being really tall as well is like that does then also become the thing about you, you know?
Yeah.
And it's the first thing that people say when they meet you, like, fucking hell, you're tall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I had on Saturday, one of the girls was like, oh, she said to me, she said, you're so much taller than I thought you'd be. I thought you'd be really short, which I normally get the other way around that I'm.
I would never, yeah, because I never thought you're short. Never come across as a short person.
Well, she was tiny. She was like 5 foot three or something. She said, I thought you'd be like me. And I was like, no.
No, I'm 5 foot six. I'm very average.
I don't know. Is that average?
People always
average.
Say to me, they're always, oh my God, you're loads taller than I thought. And I think, what do I give off?
Yeah, I know.
Do I give off short vibes? I must do.
Maybe
I give off short vibes because I bring the heat.
Yeah, that's it. It's that. That's what it is. You're bringing the heat.
I'm bringing the heat.
I think people think I'm taller because I'm like 90% leg. And so they just see
you do have a long leg, yeah.
And then they think, oh, you're tall. And actually,
it's
I'm
like
not.
You are 90% leg and then you have a teeny tiny body.
It's like so small at the top. And a little pinhead. but with a massive forehead. So, you know.
Massive forehead.
2 inches of my height is forehead.
That's the Cuban heel.
That's it. Oh, I do think, yeah, Rob has got slight short man's complex. Not in an angry chip on his shoulder way. I think he's just aware of it. Like he would like to be, in the fantasy world, he'd be a lot taller.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I definitely think there's a lot to do with it. Our friend, he's really short, as in like he openly says that, and he's always the first one to make the joke about his height. And I think he thinks he has to get in there.
Before everyone
else
does.
I mean, we're not thinking it, but obviously it must be a big thing for him.
Yeah.
So yeah, it must be, mustn't it? You know, men have insecurities just like women, but they're in a different way.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I've never
I'd be pissed off if I went
woman.
On a date and I in your mind, you envisage what you're going to get.
Of course.
And then when you think you're going to look up and you end up looking down, that would piss me off.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you lied.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I would find it hard for me if a man had like very delicate frame. I don't mind the shortness, but I think like short and a bit stocky is my preference. Like if they were very slighter than me,
yeah,
I'd find that a bit alienating. Am I allowed to say that?
A bit alienating?
I'd probably still go there because you know me. Oh, well, a slag.
And also, if they've got a nice penis.
Oh. Yeah, if they've got a nice penis.
But come on now. You're going on a date and you think you're meeting someone that's 5'10" and they're 5'2".
Yeah, like you said, you'd just be like, you're a liar.
But immediately you're thinking, you know, well, you've just lied about your height.
Yeah, it's a really weird one to lie about.
You're 100% right, Vic. You are right. It is catfishing. Yeah. I always see catfishing as like you just don't show up.
Oh, no, it's if you are like you show a completely different, like say you use a photo from 20 years ago when you looked like a completely different person and then you showed up now, that would be catfishing.
I mean, to be fair, I don't think anyone would want to date me 20 years ago. I look better now than I did then.
Yeah,
for sure.
I look better now. I mean, I've lost a lot of collagen since then. I had like a really like chubby little face when I was in my 20s. Like, it was very like full, you know, like very collagen pumped, and it's all just disappeared into the ether.
I think that's quite a nice thing though, is it not?
No, I'd rather have a plumpness piece because then it hides the wrinkles, isn't it?
You don't have any wrinkles, you're useful
and
beautiful.
I got lots of
wrinkles.
Oh, it's fine, I'm coming to terms with it, don't worry about it.
I'm coming to terms with it, don't worry.
Although I am totally wanting to get microneedling after you and the skin boosters. I'm going to get skin boosters, but I want to do microneedling as well now.
Mate.
Just do it all.
I
do
am
it all to
absolutely
my face.
Fucking blown away with what Jeanette's done for my skin.
Oh my God, I looked at the price in London. It's so expensive. I might actually have to just come to Portsmouth to have microneedling.
Come to Jeanette. She's fucking great. It is a lot of money.
But equally, it's my face. And I don't like spend money on anything other than, well, loads of shit, really. So I'm lying.
I like to spend, it's a problem actually, how much I like to spend money.
I like to spend money.
I said to Steve, because we're going away on a cruise in April. I said to Steve, I was like, we're not going to go anywhere on holiday this year. We're just going to do the cruise and that's it. He went, yeah, all right. He went, I'm going to tell you what's going to fucking happen, Laura. You're going to finish that tour in June. You're going to get home and go, right, okay, Steve, so we're going to book a holiday. I can't help it. I do love a holiday.
Yeah, I know. We were just talking about this, weren't we?
We were, yeah.
Yeah, I'm booking
a
holiday.
You're obviously just coming to terms with the obscenities
it's
of how
so
expensive it is.
Summer holiday.
Shit.
Like in the summer holidays is
it's
crazy.
So shit.
Fucking crazy. But I've got to do it because it's been a long time coming and my kids are ready. They're ready. They're ready to go abroad. And they've never taken Edith out of the UK. So I'm so excited, mate. Can't wait. Just needs a bit of sunshine on this pacey little body of mine. But I guess we'll just pay in installments. That's how I have to work. PayPal and free. That's what I do for everything.
But that's what everybody does. Like, who goes, oh yeah, it's $5,000. Bam.
I know.
Bosh.
It's just impossible,
isn't
it?
Nobody's just got $5,000 laying around.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Thank God for PayPal and free.
Madonna.
Absolutely love that
shit. I don't
know
why Madonna.
Yeah.
So random.
Such an old reference.
It's what. Why can't I ever just think of someone current?
Because I don't know anyone current, do you?
Kim Kardashian, like, I'm sure she doesn't pay in fucking installments with her private play.
No, she's a good one too, because she's like one of the richest people in the world, isn't she?
Something ridiculous.
Something or other. All right, we need to round up because I gotta go.
I know.
Okay, so if you want to send us any stories, any other business, then you can email us at nohosbarpodcast@gmail.com or what else can I do, Laura?
I can head on over to our Instagram page at No Holds Barred Podcast and slide on into our DMs.
And don't forget, it's nearly Valentine's Day. So
it's next week.
Oh, shit. You need to quickly get your sex toys
in there.
Didn't
even fucking realise it was next week.
No. What are you doing
next
for
Wednesday?
It? Well, how are Robin...
Oh, let's talk about the fucking romance. What do you think? What do you fucking think?
I forgot it's even happening. So go get your sex toys off our website for that. Quick pronto run.
And it's half term. I mean, there's nothing romantic
about
next
week,
is there?
Oh, that's shit.
Mercy.
That is shit. I forgot about that. Fucking half term. Oh, this one's come around so quick, don't you think?
Yes, I agree.
Never ending. Yeah. Never ending cycle of childcare. All right, then, Sags, we'll see you next week.
See you next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.